streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with a rainbow.
It's Wednesday afternoon, already in time for Rob's book quiz. Rob Kelly joins us now in the Wellington studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Jesse. Does it feel like a whole week?
I've said before, time is just lunacy at the moment. I've got no idea where we're at on any given day. Sometimes it feels like it's going rapidly fast. Other times it feels like it's going super slow. I don't know. I've lost my bearings, I think, is the moral.
Some artists and writers try to do this intentionally outside of a pandemic, remove the sense of time.
Oh, yeah.
So that it opens your brain up to more creative opportunities, to which I say, how are you paying the rent? But that's quite all right.
But I wouldn't say my brain had been particularly opened up, but I'm enjoying it in its own way. Rob, I've got At Home, the new cookbook from Monica Galletti of MasterChef The Professionals to give away. It's a beautiful new book, and we'll give it to someone who wins our quiz today.
Fantastic. And I think it all thematically aligns, so that's quite fun.
Okay.
So the way the book quiz works, if you haven't played with us before, is I'm going to read out the names of three or four books with their authors as well. And I'm going to ask you to text in to 2101 what you think connects them. What's the link? What manic idea have I had today? You don't have to answer the last one. That's a question for me.
Yeah.
So I've got four books, Jesse. Do you want me to kick straight in?
Yes, please.
So the first one is The Godfather by Mario Puzo.
Ooh.
Have you read this, Jesse?
No, I haven't even seen the film, I'm embarrassed to admit.
Look, there are lots of classics I haven't seen. People look at you like you're a maniac, but there's only so much time in the day.
That's right. At least I've watched The Sopranos now, and I've almost finished The Wire. So, yeah, I'm up to date with TV shows, just maybe not with classic films.
So in terms of Gen X dinner parties, once the pandemic lifts, you're in a safer space now.
Holding court, yeah. Wait till I've finished Infinite Jest.
I know it was 25 years ago, but I just want to talk about the second...
I've been exactly like that, actually. You don't want to chat about Sopranos? What, that show from the 90s?
I need to talk about the ending. Mario Puzo's Godfather's brilliant. If you get an opportunity this summer to read it, it's very quick. It's a very quick read, and it's very compelling. Mario Puzo's books are really, really, really good. Mm. The second book is No Questions Asked by Claire Lonrig, which will be familiar to social history fans in the room. No Questions Asked by Claire Lonrig. It's a non-fiction book. It's a history set across the Atlantic. Our third book is I Heard You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt, which features an Irish character, if anyone's playing along at home. I Heard You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt, another brilliant novel.
Thank you.
And the last one, everyone will know, I'm sure, La Sicilia Egli Aliati, 1943 to 1945, by Manuela Patti. That's La Sicilia Egli Aliati, 1943 to 1945, by Manuela Patti. It's not available in English. It's only available in Italian.
Well, I was keeping up until The Godfather. After that, I'm sort of, barely hanging on by a thread. But someone out there will know what you're getting at. And the text number is 2101 if you'd like to have a guess at the theme. Can I do a quick book recommend, Rob?
Of course.
It's a bit of a public service recommend. I've talked a bit on the show about how I'm cutting back my alcohol consumption, just, you know, part of being 46 and coming from Hamilton. So I just want to recommend one that got recommended to me. It's called The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober. That sounds quite preachy, but it's actually just someone who loves to drink, who had to rediscover the joy of the world without the idea of boozing as well. And it's written in a very non-judgmental, hilarious, anecdote-based way. She's a British writer called Catherine Gray. So The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober. Pitched more at the kind of problematic end of the drinking spectrum, Rob, but definitely something in there for everyone, including kind of like how to get through socialising without and all those other sorts of things, which are challenges that New Zealanders face.
Excellent. Kind of anecdotal guidance can be very useful when you're trying to approach something that's embedded in your brain, eh?
Yeah, and embedded in society. Hey, thank you. We'll look forward to seeing if anyone can work out your challenging puzzle today.
Excellent. See you then.
And we'll come back with Rob's book quiz answers.
There's a voice keeps on calling me down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make, I'll make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
It's the theme to The Littlest Hobo, which is Rob Kelly's nickname around the RNZ offices. He rejoins us now for the book quiz answers. Hi, Rob.
Kia ora, Jesse. It's such a shame how you don't get to pick your own nicknames.
Well, you tried to popularise T-Bone, but no one was going for it. So The Littlest Hobo it'll have to be. Sorry, that's a Seinfeld reference. The other thing about being sober is you're allowed sober treats, Rob. If you successfully cut back your alcohol consumption, you're allowed to buy yourself nice little things. So I just had half a raspberry and rhubarb donut during that news break, and it was delicious. Can highly recommend.
Excellent. It's been interesting seeing the donut boom. Level 3 and 4 really brought a donut boom. Is it a boom if it's a circle? I don't know.
Well, better than a donut hole, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in treats.
Let's go back to the book quiz then. I have this beautiful Monica Galletti cookbook to give away, and I believe we're heading to Liz in Wellington. Hi, Liz.
Hi there.
Nice to have you on the show. How's things?
Fantastic, thank you. Hope you can hear me through my mask. I'm shopping.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to. It's the foggy glasses that I have the most difficulty with, but yeah, the muffled voice is everything. Yeah, go on.
I wear an N95 mask when I go out, and I can wear glasses with them, and I have no issue at all, and yeah.
Oh, good one. Where did you get your N95 from?
I got boxes of them, 10 to a box from Chemist Warehouse online.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, because I keep hearing more stuff on the news about how paper or, you know, those type of masks are better than fabric, so I think I'm going to make the permanent switch as well after just
shelling
out.
You really feel as though you're breathing through the paper rather than breathing around the edges.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Hey, well, you sound pretty good to us, Liz. Do you get much reading time in your life?
I make plenty of reading time in my life, yep, every day.
You got anything good on the go at the moment?
I'm reading This Is Happiness, strangely enough, by Niall somebody. It's a 1950s, I think. It doesn't really say the decade, but I can more or less gauge it to be their story in County Kerry in Ireland.
Yeah, Neil Williams.
That's the one.
Is there a rabbit on the cover or a hare on the cover?
It's got a tree on the cover of mine. I do it on a Kobo, so it always looks a little bit different.
Cool. Enjoying it?
Yes. It's a bit of a light-hearted escape, really, from a busy day.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to hand you over to Rob, who's a bit of a light-hearted escape himself. We'll see if we can win you a new book.
You say the kindest things. Liz, what do you think links The Godfather, No Questions Asked, I Heard You Paint Houses, and La Cecilia e Gli Aliati by Manuela Patti?
I think it's the mafia, the Sicilian mafia.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. I'm going to see the new Sopranos film tomorrow, and I'm really excited about it. So that's what the link is this
very
week.
Very apt. Yeah.
Well done, Liz. I Heard You Paint Houses was adapted into The Irishman.
It was an awful movie. It was grueling.
You see, I liked it. Isn't art complicated?
I found it grueling. I couldn't watch parts of it, but I got the painting bit. Painting houses, I knew was connected to the mafia.
I Heard You Paint Houses. It's a very, very good book. No Questions Asked by Claire Longrig is a history of the women of the American mob, including a lot of Sicilian characters in that. I haven't read that, but I am going to now. And
I will too.
La Cecilia e Gli Aliati is about the interaction between the Allied armed forces and the mafia in Sicily during the Second World War.
Oh, fascinating.
Awesome.
This cookbook's a real beauty. Monica Galletti, she's mixed Samoan and Aotearoa heritage, and I think that's how I'd say it. It's taken her... Her career has taken her from her home in Samoa and New Zealand to the professional kitchens of London. And just looking at some of these recipes, pork shoulder with pistachio stuffing, walnut, blackberry and feta salad, beer battered fish and rosemary salt chips, chimichurri and burnt butter mash. You'll love it. So it's all yours. And thanks very much for playing with us, Liz. Good chat.
Thanks, Pete. Bye.
Thank you, Rob.
No worries. I hope everyone is reading things that are bringing them joy. If you're not, close it.
You're a good man, thank you. That's Rob Kelly in for the quiz.